From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for those of us who only enjoy overtime if we're getting paid for it. I'm your host, Luke Bronner, and this is episode 49, Overtime, with my friend, Nathan Schartz.
Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. This is Luke Bronner, your host, here today with my good friend, Nathan Schartz. Nathan, thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Luke.
So this is a question I've had for the last few days. I want to talk about what happens, and this is across kind of all sports. Maybe not all sports, but all the main sports that we talk about on the show. So the rules, when at the end of the game is tied. And different things happen in different sports. I want you to tell me a little bit about the rules for tie games across different sports. Let's go with the main sports. We'll go football, baseball, basketball.
Okay, football. There's two different kinds of overtimes in football, NFL and college. NFL is essentially on a clock. You just play another 15-minute quarter.
So if at the end of four quarters, the game is tied, you play another a fifth quarter.
Yeah, you re-rack them. There's a coin toss. One team gets to choose whether they want to kick or receive. And then how that overtime is determined is who's the first one to score. The NFL is a little convoluted because it gets into like if you
wait, that was college?
This is the NFL.
NFL, okay. NFL, first one to score wins?
First one to score wins with asterisks. If you kick a field goal to begin overtime, the other team gets a chance. The NFL, this is so ridiculous. It's a bad overtime system, in my opinion.
Okay.
But if you kick a field goal, the other team gets a chance to get the ball and go either kick a field goal to tie it back up or score a touchdown and win the game. If the first people that possess the ball in overtime, if they score a touchdown, game's over.
Don't have to finish the quarter.
Don't have to finish anything. It's
okay.
Over.
So, but if at the end of that quarter no one has scored, what happens?
In the regular season, it ends in a tie.
You can end in a tie.
Lamest, yes.
Tie game.
So beyond lame that they haven't fixed that. It's so frustrating with the NFL.
I see the frustration in your eyes.
It's happening. I'm getting vehemently opposed to NFL.
We've got to teach you how to say that word.
So let me describe to you the beauty of the college overtime system.
Okay.
College overtime is so much more.
This is just with football.
Football.
Okay.
So much more fair in college. You don't have these silly coin tosses and all that. Each team gets a possession, and you start from the 25-yard line, and you try to score a touchdown. If you can't score a touchdown, kick a field goal, whatever. If you turn the ball over, the other team takes possession, and if they score, the game's over. But essentially, it's all sudden death. But with college, you do get a chance to respond if you haven't possessed the ball.
Okay, so sudden death meaning the first team to score wins unless the other team hasn't had the ball yet.
Yes.
In which case, they get a set of downs.
For example, if the first team comes out in college football and they can't do anything with it, they fumble or they throw an interception, or they turn it over on downs, the other team comes out, all they really have to do is just kick a field goal. Game's over.
Just any points on the board.
Any points.
Game's over.
Yeah.
Got it.
So the college football overtime is, in my opinion, a little more fair. Both teams get a shot.
How is baseball different if there's a tie game after nine innings?
Baseball is, there is no clock. You just keep playing. Okay, so you go after nine innings in a game of baseball. You go to the 10th inning. One team gets to bat. Then the other team gets to bat. The away team bats first. So if they score a run or five runs or however many, the home team, the team that bats in the last inning or the bottom of the inning, gets to respond. If they don't respond or can't tie it or win it, then the game's over. The opposing team wins.
Okay.
So both teams get a quote-unquote possession.
But if at the end of each inning they continue to be tied, whether that's because they don't score or because they score the same, it just keeps going?
Keeps on going.
Forever.
And some baseball purists love that. They love these 22-inning games. In fact, the Texas Rangers played a 30-inning game, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just ridiculous.
That is
I mean, there's
crazy.
Eight people left in the stands. The announcers are asleep. But baseball purists love that stuff. So, hey, it's cool.
Okay, so basketball then. What happens in basketball?
Basketball is simple. It's just time. 5 minutes, I think, is NBA overtime. So you just put 5 minutes on the clock and just go. There's really no special overtime rules to the NBA other than...
It's not the first person that scores.
No.
They just the same extend. Thing as baseball, though. If you continue to be tied...
It keeps going.
You will not end the game in a tie, right?
Yeah, it will not end in a tie.
So football's the only sport of
NFL,
those three.
NFL football.
That can end in a tie.
Yes. College football, if it keeps going and going and going, it gets kind of fun after, I think, the third overtime. in the fourth overtime, if you score, you have to go for two. And the other team has to do the same. So
go for two, meaning?
Go for 2 points. You can't, if you score a touchdown, you can't kick an extra point.
Just to make it less likely that they can remain tied?
Yeah. It's just creating even more, like you said, it's less likely.
Yeah. Okay. Now I think
there's overtime.
Awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @yaygosports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.